Before the automobile economy, every town had to provide its own commercial center. Pulteney had 5 department stores, dry goods stores, restaurants, stables, and several photographic studios. The downtown served local residents and more than 1,000 quarrymen who worked in some 250 quarries in the area. The Humphrey Block, also known as the Journal Press Building, was built in 1904 in a neoclassical revival style, presenting a sense of strength and stature that typified buildings of the Gilded Age. It features pressed metal ceilings, and the cement and concrete blocks were also pressed on-site from scratch. This building is the longtime home of printing businesses, including the old newspaper, the Pulteney Journal. The advertisements in the paper might tempt you to spend your wages on a range of goods, oysters, potatoes, sirloin and porterhouse steak, silk and brocades. Here you could find the variety and competitive prices unavailable from the company store run by the quarry. At one time or another, this building housed a bowling alley, a community center, a dry goods store, barber shop, pool hall, saloon, and the U.S. Post Office. Customers arrived on the electric-powered Pulteney Castleton trolley, which had a turnaround stop just out front. Downtown owed its bustle to the industries and quarries, which in turn depended on local and immigrant workers. Workers from slate quarries in Wales launched the first wave of immigration in 1850. The Welsh were soon joined by subsequent waves of immigrants, skilled quarrymen or miners from Poland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, Italy, Ireland, Hungary, and Canada. This immigration continued through the 1890s and into the early 1900s. Sylvia Williams, co-founder of the hardware store with her husband Newman, remembered the Welsh influence in Pulteney.
Saturday night was live in Pulteney then. All the stores were open, and all the farmers and everybody, they came to town on Saturday night. And you would walk down the street in those days. A good portion of the people were speaking Welsh. It's a Welsh community, but now you'd never hear it. But in those days, you did, because everybody was out, and quarrymen would come in, and the farmers would come in, and it was a fun night. It really was.
Continue now, walking down Main Street, and you'll see a 2-story yellow house on your right.